This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Outdoor fires being discouraged across the majority of southeast Colorado today. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the majority of El Paso County, along with other areas south and east of Colorado Springs today. Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson says gusty winds, low humidity, and dry conditions could combine to spread wildfires very quickly.
Winds are going to be strong this afternoon, gusting at times up to 40 miles an hour, perhaps even 40 to 50 miles an hour out across the plains, and very low relative humidities. It's a combination of very low relative humidities below 15% and winds gusting over 40 miles an hour that gives us those critical fire weather conditions.
That red flag warning going to effect from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. Local first responders and emergency managers getting ready for evacuation exercises today to practice everything they need to get the public evacuated and sheltered in case of a disaster. Jim Reed, director of the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management.
We want to make sure that we have our best practices, and we want to make sure that people are prepared. This one is not actually out in the public. It's here in the facility. So we're checking our comms, checking our procedures, and we're all talking to each other to make sure that should we do this, that we're ready.
This serves as a good reminder to the public to make sure that they're ready in case of an emergency as well.
COVID-19 cases continuing to increase across southern Colorado. Nearly 268 cases have been reported. For El Paso County, this was as of yesterday, 66 new positive cases have been reported in Pueblo County, 32 new cases in Fremont County, and 6 have been tallied in Teller County. There are no deaths to report, but the statewide positivity rate also trending upwards, currently sitting at 6.33%. Health officials say the positivity should be kept under 5%. Some restaurants are having a tough time hiring staff as they reopen to full capacity. Anita Ray, general manager of the Wobbly Olive in Eastern Colorado Springs, says that with the recent rise in capacity, servers, she says, are happy to work and make more with tips than they can on unemployment.
Front of the house is typically not a problem. It's the back of the house, the hourly employees.
Ray says her restaurant is fully staffed now, but that's only because she hired double the number of people she needed, knowing many wouldn't follow through.
One man is dead after a shooting at an apartment complex in southeast Colorado Springs. Police called to the Whitney Young Manor apartment complex on Delta Drive around 3 o'clock yesterday morning and found a man dead on the property. Robert Shepard lives in the complex and isn't satisfied with the current safety measures, saying the occasional security drive-thru he's seen isn't enough.
I don't think it's safe here. I'm worried about the kids more lately. I think Whitney Young needs to bring security teams, make it more safer for our community.
No other details have been made available. Police urging anyone who has information about this shooting to call them as soon as possible.
Workers at a local food truck are shaken up after they were robbed by two men at gunpoint just after midnight Saturday. Police are still searching for the armed robbers who walked up to the Taco Zone food truck at Academy in Shelton, showed a gun, and demanded money. One woman who works there said the man took all the money they made for the entire day, a good portion of this week's profit.
A woman accused of murder and the death of her stepson is no longer interested in doing legal research in her case. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office filed a notice with the judge overseeing the Letitia Stauch trial last week, saying Stauch would not be allowed to use the law library at the county's Criminal Justice Center for 90 days. Stauch had apparently refused to go to the library twice, then asked to be removed from the list of those approved to do research there. Last month, Stauch did successfully petition the court to let her defend herself against charges that she murdered her 11-year-old stepson, Gannon, back in 2020.
People going to events at Colorado Springs Widener Field will be greeted by a new public art installation. Mayor John Souther says the epicenter sculpture is perfect for the atmosphere the city wants to promote.
Olympic City, USA, the best place to live in America, just got even better. That will be an iconic element of this dynamic venue.
The piece of art, valued at over $4 million, was commissioned by Dean Widener as a gift to the city. It's over 35 feet tall and was put together by Springs Fabrication. The new stadium started hosting soccer games over the weekend. Very exciting times.
Skies, very warm temperatures and windy as we head into your Monday afternoon. Critical fire weather once again Monday. Look for highs today in the upper 70s, 77 Colorado Springs, and the low to mid 80s around the Pueblo area. Could see some upper 80s and low 90s out across the far southeastern plains. As we head overnight, clear and cool with morning starts in the mid 40s coming up Tuesday morning. Upper 40s for the Pueblo area. We'll see increasing clouds with a chance for rain showers and isolated thunderstorm Tuesday afternoon. afternoon and evening and a chance for some mountain snow showers. Look for highs Tuesday in the mid-60s around Colorado Springs to 71 degrees in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.